Representative Brown.
I'd like to, a couple questions for Ms. Smith, if it's all right. Do you have any feel, do you have any type of a poll of the Searsport residents as far as the favor of the port development?
Yes. Again, it's this mixed thing. The town has come to believe that a port can be put there and still be environmentally friendly. And the points that were made earlier as far as transportation through shipping and rail is much more appealing to those in the town who have conservation concerns. They see this as a positive step. So even those in the town who had concerns about the conservation impact of a port have begun to recognize that this may be the way to go in the future.
Do you think it's a very strong majority, in your opinion? I realize this. That would favor that development?
Yes, I think they would. And the first one, then we had 24. When I say 24, and I think I mentioned this to the previous once before when I was up here, that was very well represented, the 24 people. We didn't intend to do this, but it turned out that we had six people who lived in the north, east, and west of the town and in the village, and it all turned out there were six from each of those areas. And by the end of that year and a half, of the 24 people that served on that, all signed off on it, except for one.
And one last, I don't want to indicate you might be old, but could you tell me how long did it take to license and build the MAC point?
I don't have that knowledge. James Gilway may have that knowledge.
I didn't understand exactly.
How long did it take from when they, on MAC point, when they decided to build that, to license it, to build that port?
I know I was very young when that happened.
And you still are, so it apparently didn't take long. Wasn't MAC Point existing as a shipping port for a decade?
Yeah, it existed. I can't remember the original. Sprague Coal, I think, is what it was called,
Sprague
in 1906. And then expansions happened over the years. I'm sure some were permitted and some were prior to the permitting process.
Right.
I think the latest one, and probably Dave would know best, but I think it took a year.
Yeah. Of course, it's a very different camp.
That's right.
Keep in mind, but we were replacing an existing pier.
That's right.
Out there.
An old wooden pier, I recall,
right.
And build a new pier. So that had to have a permit. Any other questions? I want to try to wrap this up, and I will recognize you're all set, Representative. Representative Harlow, you may have the last word here.
I just have one question.